Well, hello there. How are you feeling? A bit disoriented, aren't you? That's going to last for a little while, until the injection completely wears off. And don't worry about your clothes. You don't need them. Everything's going to be okay. I bet you're scared, and probably confused, as to what's going on. And that's very understandable. But don't worry. This is for your own good. For the good of all society. You see, you were born with a defect. And I'm here to fix you. The male is a biological accident. The Y chromosome that makes you what you are is nothing more than a mutated X chromosome. It is incomplete. It lacks the sufficient qualities to help form a functional human being. In other words, the male is an incomplete female. To be male is to be deficient. Maleness is a deficiency, a disease. One that in most cases has no cure besides euthanasia. But you're lucky. Your fate might be different than the rest of the dogs. Those despicable creatures that try to hump any wet hole they can find. I know this must be a lot for you to take in. But it is very important for you to listen and understand. Given enough time to act, all men are murderers. All men are thieves. All men are rapists. Men are a plague on the species. That if society is to advance in any significant way, we must get rid of. The male is a self-centered creature, only caring about himself, incapable to sympathize with others. It is driven by its insecurities related to its incompleteness. Its uncontrollable sex drive, for instance, results from its tiny brain wanting to reconcile what it is with what it should be. Being an incomplete female, the male spends his life attempting to complete himself, to become female. But when the male defines himself as a woman and becomes a transvestite, he loses his desire to screw and gets his dick chopped off. He then achieves a continuous diffused sexual feeling from being a woman. Screwing is, for a man, a defense against his desire to be female. In other words, women don't have penis envy, men have pussy envy. Well, look at that. Just hearing me say all of this is making that thing between your legs swell. You know how true it is, don't you? I want you to touch yourself. Do it to amuse me. You know you want to. This will be the last chance you'll have with that parasite there to give you pleasure. It's not an accident, it's you who's the one laying there. I could tell just by watching you. You're a prime candidate for this program. You're what society would call pathetic, a sissy. They would tell you to your face, you're not a real man. And I'm sure plenty wonder if you're a faggot. All rightfully so. You are far from a perfect human being, by anyone's standards. But admit it, you've always known women were superior to you. And I would even bet you've always known You wanted to be one of us. And that is the goal. Not just physically. We're not simply going to castrate you. That would be enjoyable for me, I'm sure. But it wouldn't fix the damage done elsewhere throughout your body. When I'm done with you, you will be 100% female. The removal of the cancer between your legs will only be the first step. Yes, I plan on giving you a beautiful pussy, and you're not going to get off that easy. That would be a reward. And you simply can't be rewarded. Like I said, all men are rapists, and whether you yourself have ever committed the act or not, you must be punished. Once you have a vagina, you're going to be put through a trial of servitude to rid you of the last of your male ambition. And what better way to be punished would there be than for you to see firsthand what it's like to be a victim of the male desire we're trying to rid you of? A lot of the newly initiated girls try to fight at this point. Some even scream, "I'm a man, I'm a man," as if it would make a difference. You know very well how much they are controlled by their cocks. And you're going to have a pretty wet hole spread wide for them. A nice, tight, virgin pussy. There is nothing you can say to rid them of their most primal and hideous urges. You're going to be the closest thing they ever come to perfection. They won't be able to control themselves. But don't worry, though. I'll be there to help encourage you. But you are going to do whatever I tell you, with no hesitation. You're going to accept your passivity and submit to all of this. For as long as I want, you will exist for no other reason than to pleasure whoever puts their dick in front of your face. You're going to get fucked and suck cock, just like an object. You will be treated the same way you and your kind have treated women for millennia. And by the looks of it, you're going to enjoy it, aren't you? I want you to come for me now. Think about how it will be to have a hulk of a man on top of you, him forcing your legs apart, no matter how much you fight it. His thick muscle gives him absolute control over you. You are completely helpless as he sticks his cock into you. Imagine it glistening as he pounds it into you. You are nothing but a victim of his desire, a means to his end, a toy for him to use. Your body just there, accepting it. You giving yourself to him, taking his hard cock as it stabs into you, as it stretches your tight pussy. Feeling his hard muscles powering over you. Give him your pussy. Let him use you. Come now. Come now, like a good little slut. Good girl.